Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody, we're coming up on Valentine's Day, which can be fun for some people and brutal for others. If you experience loneliness on Valentine's Day or really at any time, you should know that it is genuinely a serious and potentially mortal threat. We evolved as a social species. A lonely human on the savannah was likely to be a dead human, which is why our physiology revolts when we're lonely. And you don't have to be alone to be lonely. You can be surrounded by people and still disconnected. Some of you may remember that our current Surgeon General Vivek Murthy came on the show a while back and talked about experiencing loneliness in the midst of a very busy and heavily populated life. So today, an antidote to loneliness. Our meditation teacher du jour is Oren J. Sofer, who teaches mindfulness, meditation, and also nonviolent communication. He's also a well-loved teacher over on the 10% Happier app. Before we get started with Oren, just a quick plug for Monday's episode here on the show. We're going to talk to Drs. Julie and John Gottman, experts in the science of love and relationships. I'm kind of hoping to call that episode How Not to Get Divorced. We'll see if my colleagues here on the show let me get away with that. In any event, enough out of me. Let's meditate now with Oren.
Hey, this is Oren. There's a difference between solitude and loneliness. Solitude is an experience of being alone and feeling connected to oneself. Loneliness is the absence of connection altogether. It's ironic, but sometimes we can feel the loneliest when we're around others. It's hard to be around friends or loved ones and miss the connection and belonging we want. Let's meditate together and see if we can discover some of that connection we long for right here and now. So go ahead and settle into your posture. You can close your eyes or keep them open. Let your spine lengthen upwards. Let your chest be open and your shoulders broad. See if you can begin to feel some sense of strength in your own physical presence. Next, to help settle, bring your attention to the places in your body where you feel some weight or steadiness. Notice your feet on the floor, the contact with the seat, take a few moments to let the steady, solid contact there register. When we're feeling lonely, one place to start is by making some space to just be with that emotion. So see if you can set aside the thoughts, ideas, and memories associated with the loneliness, and instead bring your attention into your body. Keep feeling the sensations of your body sitting, breathing, even as you're aware of the loneliness. Where do you feel this loneliness? Whatever you notice, see if you can soften your attention a little and just breathe with the discomfort of those sensations. you know, feeling seen, feeling loved and connected. These are some of our most fundamental needs as social creatures. And even when others around us can't offer that quality of presence that we want, we can still offer it to ourselves. What would it be like to be fully present and deeply connected to yourself right now? To see yourself as you wish to be seen. With each breath, just being here fully for yourself. All right. When you're ready, you can let your eyes open, look around the room. Thanks so much. Be well.
Thank you, Oren. We'll see you right back here on Monday, on Valentine's Day, for a brand new episode with the aforementioned Doctors John and Julie Gottman, experts in the science of love and relationships, chock full of practical tips that will prevent, at least ideally, some sort of rupture in your relationships. So that's coming up on Monday. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fu, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.